You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Welcome everyone. It's so good to be with you here this morning. I'm so glad that you're here with me. If this is your first time being online, my name's Rachel and I'm one of the pastors here at Gateway Church. And I'm so glad to come with you around the Word. This morning I want to talk about the goodness of God. You know, there was a young woman named Sarah who was 27 years old living in Connecticut and her life was going really, really well. But then at the age of 27 years old, she found out that she had an aggressive form of breast cancer and her whole world fell apart. A month after starting chemo, she made the big decision to move to Oregon. And because she had to have such intensive chemo, it left her unable to have children. Just want you to imagine that for a moment. Here is this young girl, 27 years of age, thinking she's got the world in front of her, when suddenly she finds out she has this aggressive form of cancer. And not only that, because of the chemo that she has to have, she now won't be able to have children of her own. What an impacting time, a time of anguish, a time of, God, what is going on? What am I going to do with my life? What's going to happen? Am I even going to live through this? So you can imagine what she was going through and the situation she was facing. A year later, she was able to say that she had survived cancer. So a year of ups and downs, a year of feeling so ill, a year of feeling such anguish, such hurt, such despair. And now she's discovered that she has survived cancer. People would say to her upon hearing her story of how she almost died and how God spared her life, "Oh, wow, God is good." And her response was always, "Yes, God is absolutely good." She would share her testimony. She would share her journey with many people. And she would hear this over and over again. "Wow, God is good. He spared your life. You survived cancer. Wow, God is so good." And she would always say, "Yes, yes, He is so good." But then she began to ask herself, "Is this why God is good? If God had not spared my life, would He still be good?" These are tough questions. If we interpret the situation or perceive the outcome as bad, do we still think God is good? Is He still good in my happiness? Is He still good in my depression? Is He still good in my recovery? Is He still good if nothing happens or if nothing changes? Is He still good if I lose my job? Questions I'm sure some, if not all of us, have had before. It may have been years ago. It may have been just 2 years ago. It may be this year, or it may have even been yesterday. These questions can be on our mind and on our hearts. So what does it mean when we say that God is good? The Bible defines God's goodness in two ways. One has to do with His character, and the other focuses on His actions. In Psalm 119, verse 68, it says this: "You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees." The first half of the verse emphasizes that God is by nature good, that He is morally excellent, extraordinarily beautiful, deeply glad, and extravagantly bountiful. And since this is about God, the goodness ascribed to Him is raised to the highest possible levels. God is good in and of Himself, and He is the best. The second part of the definition for God's goodness concentrates on what He does. And the Bible has many descriptions that point to His kindness, His mercy, His love, and His generosity. God looks at us and wants to be generous. He is for us and He loves us so much. One of the greatest ways that God showed His goodness is found in Romans 5, 8, verse 8. It says, "But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." This shows God's extravagant love towards us and His goodness and His mercy towards us. in that he had this amazing substitution of his son in our place on the cross. We didn't deserve it, but that didn't stop God from doing it because he is good. This morning, you are the object of his affection. And because of his divine nature, all that he expresses comes from an expansive, overwhelming, God-sized generosity towards you. You know, this morning, maybe hearing about God's goodness makes you smile. Or maybe it makes you slightly uncomfortable or even angry, depending on where you are on your journey of understanding these questions and God's goodness. You might be at the beginning of your journey of discovery, or you might be deep into your journey. Good news, we can all be encouraged. We can all be inspired by the testimonies of people around us who are either further on in their journey or have had such impact in their life because of God's goodness. Their own personal triumphs with God's goodness, and we can use them as an example to us, and also it encourages and inspires us. And I encourage you to keep searching. Keep asking questions, as this will help you to grow in your in your understanding of God's goodness. Don't just stay at the questions. I encourage you, don't just stay at the questions, but go on the journey of finding out who he is and his goodness in your life. Like Sarah, have you had times of sitting in church and struggling to sing about God's goodness when your world is falling apart? It can be extremely difficult to do. Then the emotions, the questions, the doubt and the fear kick in. I know I'm meant to believe this, but it doesn't feel like that way right now when my world is falling apart. The situation, the heartache and the reality is just so real. And I want you to know it's okay to struggle. We all have moments of finding it hard to sing or listen about God's goodness, finding it hard to understand this truth. It takes time to process the emotions and the situations that we find ourselves in. Just look at Hannah at the beginning of 1 Samuel. Here is this woman who was longing for a baby and it's just not happening. And her desire did not diminish over time. In fact, she became more desperate to have a child. Can you imagine the emotional toll, the hope, and then the hopelessness crashing in around her and in her heart? Her sense of loss and disappointment was real. And to make matters worse, her rival provoked her severely to make her miserable. Can you imagine it? Every time Peninnah got pregnant, she would rub it in. Every time her child had a birthday, she would rub it in. Every time she walked past with one of her children, I'm sure she would give Hannah a look and rub it in. What came naturally to Peninnah wasn't happening for Hannah. Every year as a family, they would make their way up to Shiloh. And this one particular time, she was so upset that when she went and poured out her heart to God, because she was so upset, she knew God had heard her. She went in sorrowful and she came out joyful because God had heard her prayer. So back to my original story, what was Sarah's answer to her questions? Sarah says, I couldn't walk away from what the Bible says. Not only does God do good things, the Bible says God is good. It's just not what he does, it's who he is, and who he is never changes. He was good yesterday, he is good today, and he will be good tomorrow and forevermore. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Even in her darkest moments, when she couldn't see clearly, couldn't think clearly, God's word was with her, and he will do the same for us. God wants his truth to light our way and guide us as he continues to reveal who he is to us. In Naaman 1:7, it says this, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. Hannah experienced this. God became her stronghold of goodness and peace. Even if the situation never changed, she was encouraged because God had heard her heart's cry. She went in one way and left another way because of God's goodness. His goodness lifted her, the anguish off of her. God is good in giving of himself and imparting his goodness to his own. He reveals himself to us as a stronghold and invites us to flee to him for safety and comfort. In Psalm 33 verse 5 it says, "He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." Psalm 107 verses 8 to 9 says this, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." And Hannah knew this to be true. He did satisfy her longing for a child. And she did rejoice and praise his name, for he had heard her cry and showed her his goodness. God is good in his very being. God is eternally and unchangeably good. God is good in all his acts of grace. And God is good in all his plans and purposes for our lives. You might feel confident in God's goodness. You may not be there quite yet, but that's okay, because you can always tell God how you feel. Us telling God how we feel or asking him the hard questions doesn't change who he is, but you and I can let his goodness change who we are. Look at David and the Psalms that he wrote. He outpoured everything to him. He left no stone unturned when it came to letting God know how he felt about situations or experiences he was going through. He was very honest, and you and I can be also very honest with God. If you have questions, I encourage you to be open to Holy Spirit and his truth. Be open to the Word of God. In Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, "God, you are such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You are a proven hope, help in time of trouble. More than enough and always available whenever I need you. So we will never fear." God is our safe place. We can trust and hope in him. He is our refuge. He is who we can turn to in times of trouble. He is our source of strength, and he is there to help us, and he is powerful. Charles Spurgeon said in his commentary on Psalm 46 that God is good, not because he causes things that seem or feel good to happen in our lives, but because in the midst of a storm, God comes closer to us than the storm. So we will have storms. We will experience good and difficult times. And in John 16, verses 33, Jesus tells us this, "I have told you all this that you may have peace in me." Jesus, we can have peace in Jesus, because here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. This morning, we can take heart because he has overcome the world. Yes, there will be times of trouble. Yes, there will be times of difficulty. Yes, there will be times of sorrow, but we can have peace in him. We know that we can trust him because he has overcome the world and he is a good God. We live in a world where good and bad things happen to people. It doesn't matter who you are. Good and bad things happen. Sometimes our circumstances may argue with us about how good God actually is. This morning, don't let your circumstances rob you of knowing that God is good and he is good to you. In Psalm 31, verses 19 to 20, it says, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion, from the strife of tongues." God has great goodness stored up for us, and we can take refuge in him and we can trust him. For Sarah, this is why she could say with absolute confidence that God is good. And this morning, you and I can say with absolute confidence that God is good. We can have that peace, we can have that confidence, even in difficult times, because God is with us and He is good. In the hardest moments of life, God comes close to us. You might not feel it or think it, but He does. It's what His word says, and I know it to be true. And it's not based on feelings, it's based on truth. He doesn't change. He doesn't falter or get confused or taken aback by what's just happened. He doesn't say, oh my goodness, I wasn't expecting that. He doesn't quit. He doesn't stop loving us or pursuing us. No matter what we've done, He is just so much for us. He won't leave when the going gets tough. He won't let go. You this morning are the apple of His eye. You know, God is just as good to the 150 people who went down on the Germanwings plane as He is to the soccer team who switched flights at the last minute. God is just as good to the people who died in the car accident as He is to the people who avoided it. God is just as good to the parents of obedient children as He is to the parents of children who have rebelled. God is just as good to the woman who can't have children as to the woman who can have children. God is just as good to the single person as He is to the person who gets married. God is just as good to people who lose their jobs as He is to the people who earn a promotion. God is just as good to the person who died of cancer as He is to the person who survived. Let me encourage you. God is good and does not want you to feel shame or feel exposed or feel anxious or to even blame yourself if any of these statements meant something to you or triggered something to you. God is so good that if anything was stirred up within you, He doesn't want to leave you there. He wants you to walk in freedom, and He wants you to walk in hope, and He wants you to walk in life. He wants you to be free of guilt and shame. He wants the shame and guilt to be broken off of your life. He is your stronghold this morning, whom you can run to, who you can trust, who you can pour out everything that you're feeling, everything that is going on in your heart, going on in your world. You can tell Him what's going on. You can let Him know. You can ask Him all the questions that you need to. But don't stay where you're at. If you're feeling anything, shame, or if you're feeling the blame of the situation you may have gone through, let me encourage you. God loves you so much, and He is for you, and He doesn't want you to stay that way. Let Him come and be your stronghold. Let Him come and be your peace. Let Him come and wrap His loving arms around you and to protect you and to lead you down that road of freedom, because He is such a good God. And there is no condemnation in Him. He loves you too much. He wants you too much. He pursues you every day because He loves you so much. Don't let anything rob you of the truth of God's word, and that He is for you and not against you, that there is no condemnation, that He loves you. He loves you with such an expressive, open love, and He wants you to walk in freedom and hope this morning. God is good. God's goodness is not dependent on the outcome we are seeking. God's goodness is not dependent on how we're feeling or the emotions we may be experiencing. God is just good, and He does come closer to us than the storm ever could. His goodness overtakes and supersedes and it overwrites. It surpasses everything the world has to offer. And in Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. God is with us in the valleys. He never leaves us. He is in the midst of our pain. He is in the midst of what we're going through. If we find ourselves in a valley, He is with us. We walk through the valley to the other side, knowing that He is leading and guiding us. We don't need to fear. He has already dealt with fear. And fear doesn't come from Him. But what does come from Him is goodness. Fear doesn't need to be our companion when going through the hard times. Let the Holy Spirit, who is our companion, and He is so good at being our companion, let Him lead and guide us. And Psalm 23, verse 6 says this: "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We can't escape His goodness, and we can't be separated from His goodness. We can't escape His love and His mercy. It is with us and it follows us wherever we go. We can count on His goodness and His mercy being with us. We have companions on our journey, on our what we go through in life. We have these amazing companions with us. We have the shepherd in front leading the way, and we have these great companions behind us, goodness and mercy. We are not alone. We know that sheep will have predators following them at different times, seeking to devour them. But what follows us is always seeking to help, guide, and protect, and it's His goodness. In closing, wherever you may find yourself on this journey of understanding God's goodness, let me encourage you with this final scripture. In Psalm 34, verse 8, it says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. O taste and see that the Lord is good." I can tell you that a piece of chocolate tastes oh so delicious, and I can tell you that it tastes really good. But unless you taste it for yourself, you won't know with absolute certainty. I know God is good. I know it with every fiber of my being. It's my truth, it's my revelation, it's my foundation, and it's my testimony. It guides my path and my journey. It's not to say I don't have struggles or questions, but I know I can always come back to this truth because I have tasted and seen that He is so good. I have experienced His goodness in so many areas of my life, of those darkest hours, of those deepest struggles. I have seen Him come and show me His goodness, reveal to me His presence, His protection, His love, and His peace. He is such a good God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God, You are good. And I want you to have that the same absolute certainty. I want you to taste and know that God is good on your journey. And I want them to be a strong foundation and a testimony to your life and to the people around you. You know, this morning we've heard a powerful story of Sarah's journey, of how at 27 she found out she had an aggressive form of cancer. And because of the intense chemo, she couldn't have children. But then a year later, coming through that journey of cancer and the fact that she was able to then live her life. But she was struggling with the questions: is this why God is good? Because He spared my life. If God had not spared my life, would He still be good? And being able to say with confidence, God is good. You may have the exact same questions or other questions that you are struggling with. Wherever you may be on your journey of understanding God's goodness as a reality in your life, I want to encourage you to be open to God, open to His leading, and open to His goodness. Don't stay at the questions. I encourage you, don't stay at the questions. Bring them before God and let Him take you on that journey of revealing to you His amazing goodness for your life, His amazing love and mercy for your life. And you can see how much it will impact and change and bring glory to God's name because of His goodness in your life. If you have questions and you've never heard about God's goodness before, let me encourage you. There will be a space for you to be able to accept Jesus into your heart this morning. I just want you to know that God is good and He just loves you so much. He is for you and He has the best for you. And wherever you're at on this journey, I know God will continue to draw you, will continue to lead you, will continue to guide you, because He so much wants to reveal His goodness into your life and to your family's life. Amen. Well, I just want to close in prayer. So if everyone could just bow their heads. Lord God, we just want to come to You now and just thank You so much for Your goodness. Your goodness that wraps itself around each one of us. And Lord God, if people have questions this morning, If people have struggles this morning, Lord God, I know that you are for them. I know that you love them so much, and I know that you want to help them through this journey of struggles and questions. Holy Spirit, right now, just bring comfort into people's hearts and lives. Holy Spirit, right now, just bring your comfort and your peace and your love and your guidance into people's situations in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for your goodness. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that no matter what happens in our life, it will never, ever change that you are good. And we honor you this morning and we praise your holy name. In the name of Jesus, amen.